Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening to all of you. God bless you. God is so marvelous, so wonderful, so ultra awesome. Just want to welcome you to the blog line tonight, where we have a platform to thank God a thousand times a night. You know, I just get so excited about it. Yeah, I mean, just to thank God a thousand times, knowing that He's real. And, you know, I've discovered that whenever Jesus is in the room, miracles happen. They really do. I begin to think about that. Whenever He's in my room, unusual things that nobody else can do happen. How about you? Whenever He's in your room, don't miracles happen? Things that are so unusual that no man can do, no woman could do, only Jesus can do. They happen. And He does it on purpose because, you know, I discovered that the Lord is a purposeful God. Everything He does is really on purpose. He knows your down sittings when you sit down, and He knows your uprisings when you rise up. And so He's always doing things on purpose. You didn't get healed just by accident. You got healed on purpose. God purposely came in your room when the doctors had done all they could do and gave up on you. God purposely came in your room because wherever He is, miracles happen. Yeah, the man who had leprosy, God came in his room because miracles, He purposely brought a miracle for him. Now, I begin to think about a room. See, you got to understand that a room is not four walls. If you look in the dictionary, it tells you that it's a part of a house where there are four walls, and that room is partitioned off by those four walls. But in the spirit realm, as Jesus always moved, the room cannot be just four walls. Why? Because the lame man by the pool of Bethesda was outside by a pool. And every time he would try to get in, everybody else who had any energy could get in there before him. And 38 years he had not been in that pool. When the angel troubled the pool, anybody who got in right after the angel troubled the pool, a miracle was waiting for him. But they always beat him, and so he couldn't get a miracle. But he was outside. The pool was outside, so it couldn't be. It could mean that whenever Jesus is in the room, couldn't mean that whenever he's in that house, upstairs or downstairs. Although he has moved inside houses. The girl who was Jairus' daughter, she was sick unto death. Jesus said, "Yes, I'll go to your house, Jairus," who was kind of like a head of the soldiers for the king. And on the way, they brought him word, "No need to bring Jesus because your daughter is dead." Jesus said, "Don't worry, she just sleepeth. You shall see her again." And he continued on to the house, and the woman who had the issue of blood on the way touched his garment, and she got a miracle. But let me remind you that she was outside. He had a crowd around him everywhere. There were thousands around Jesus on his way to Jairus' house. But she made her way to his garment and touched it and got a complete miracle, and she was completely healed of that issue of blood. But remind me, as I remind you, to tell the world that this woman was outside. There was no house that could have held that huge crowd of thousands. So whenever he's in the room could not mean that when he's just in the house. Again, when Jesus stepped to the graveside of Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come forth," he was outside. The grave was not in a house. So whenever Jesus is in the room, does not mean in a physical house. It's simply, if you look in the Greek, it simply means when he's in the area. In other words, wherever Jesus is, he could be in the house, or he could be as you ride along in the car. I got a miracle just last night. I was driving on my way home, amen, from my mother's house. And all of a sudden, two cars were racing. One on my right passed me and one on my left. And when they passed, they went, shoom, to 100 and something miles an hour. And, oh, my God, I had no inkling that they were coming. I didn't see them coming. They came so quickly. And they passed me on the right and left at the same time. Just, and if I hadn't had the protection of Jesus, if I had moved a little bit to my right or to the left, the devil meant to kill me. He meant for it to be over. But you see, I wasn't in the house. I was on the highway. So what does it mean whenever Jesus is in the room, miracles happen? If you can get him in the vicinity, wherever you are, or if you can get to wherever he is, sometimes you have to go to him, and most of the time he comes to you. But whenever he's in the room, whenever he's around you, whenever he's in the vicinity, whenever he's in the hospital, and doctors have said there's no way that that person can live. We gave her 2 weeks, and now she's been alive for months. Whenever he's in the room, miracles happen. Whenever he gets close to you, he's a purposeful God. He comes on purpose. He plans it. Do you think, where do you think you get planning from? Is the plan a good thing or a bad thing? God is the creator of all good things that come from God. Whenever he's in the vicinity, whenever he's around you, he purposely comes in your car when you're driving. He purposely comes to the hospital where you are. He purposely comes to your job where you feel like slapping that woman because you know that she did something to cut you. He purposely comes in the room to bring a miracle and to save you. I want to tell you, he purposely is here on this line. Got good news for you. Jesus is in the room. And whenever he's in the room, everything is subject to him. Everything is submissive to him. It must obey him. He's in the room right now. And if you need a miracle, oh God, don't make me run around this room. Oh, but I feel this in my spirit. If you need a miracle this night, he's in the room. And whenever Jesus is in the room, miracles happen. Do you need one? Oh, thank you, Jesus. My God, do you need one? Amen. Why don't you do like the old senior saints, just to sing? I thought it was so funny when I was a little boy. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. I thought it was so funny. But I don't think it's funny anymore because he's always on the main line. And if you tell him, yeah, make known your request unto him. Tell him what you want. That's what he did for the man who was blind in John the 9th chapter. He told him he wanted his sight. That's what he did for the man who had that palsy. He told him what he wanted. That's what he did for the man who was at the pool of Bethesda. He told him what he wanted. And I declare that I read it again, Romans 2:11. There is no respect of persons with God. If he did it for the blind man, if he did it for the lame man, if he did it for the leper, if he did it for Lazarus, whoever you name, if he did it for them, he will do it for you. Amen. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you a little music. I want you to make your request. God, please. Oh, Jesus. I want you to make your request unto the Lord. For whatever you need from him, I want you to ask him. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Matthew 7:7. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door shall be opened. He meant it. And then Jesus said in John 14:13, ask anything in my name and I will do it, Jesus said. Make your request known. Whatever you ask him, just believe in the night, because he's in the room. He's where you are. Yeah. He's where you are right now. I don't know if you're in the car or you in your house or you at an event and you downstairs or upstairs. He's able. Take this moment and make your request known with faith. With faith now. Because it's one thing that the Lord Jesus Christ always required, that you believe in him. With faith, make your request known until I'll be back in about a minute, and then I'm going to thank him for you. And I'm going to lead all of you all over the world into thanking God 1,000 times. Miracles happen when you're in the room. Let me ask you something. Well, I'll ask when I come back. Go ahead and take this moment, just a minute, and make your request known. I'm doing the same thing. God bless you. This is your time. Take advantage of me. God bless you. About a minute. Heavenly Father, thank you for these precious people. Oh, thank you for this time that we've had together, even right now. Let this blind man tonight be off the chain, ultra awesome. Somebody needs an ultra awesome miracle. But I learned from you, whenever you're in the room, things happen, miracles happen. Everywhere I saw and looked in the Bible, in every instance, you performed the miracle because you were in the vicinity in the room. How much more you do for these precious people in this prayer line, in this blind line. You're in the room right now. Help them to believe that miracles happen. As they made their request to you, Lord, grant it. I pray like Elisha. He said, Lord, do it that they may know that there's a God in Israel, that there's a God in America, the only true and living God. And he prayed also, Lord, do it that they may know that there's a prophet in Israel, that they may know that there's a prophet in Kansas. And I'm right, not of myself, but in you. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask, even think. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. And God, we're not going to wait till any battle is over. We believe you now. And we're going to give you praise and 1,000 thank yous because we know you are real and you're alive and you're in the room. Please receive this praise unto you. According to Psalms 22 and 3, you inhabit the praises of Israel, of your people. We are your people, and we ask you to purposely stop, Lord, as we praise you tonight. The people are thanking you. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you all are able to press star one and thank God a thousand times with us. We can hear some of you. Ambassador Hagan, if you would open the lines up, if you're there. And I'm asking the people, let me ask y'all something. Do y'all really believe that the Lord is in the room, in your vicinity where you are? If you do, oh my God. Here's another question. Do you believe that if you thank God a thousand times, God will stop and do something for you? I do. I believe that, and I receive that. Let's thank him a thousand times tonight. Come on, help me. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to ask Dr. Lex Hendricks to lead us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. May God bless you and keep you. We'll try our best to be back tomorrow night. We plan to thank God 1,000 times every night, because whenever he's in the room and he gets praised like this, guess what happens? He inhabits the praises of his people. And wherever he is, miracles happen. Thank God. Asking, whatever you lose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I am receiving miracles. Heaven says, I am receiving miracles. I am blessed. Heaven says, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Miracles are happening in my life every day. Heaven says, miracles are happening in my life every day. The power of God rests on my life. Heaven says, the power of God rests upon your life.
And
my family is blessed. Heaven says, my family. I am blessed. Heaven says, you are blessed. God is shaking the chunk tree on my life.
I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. On your life. Yeah, healing has come into my body.
I receive it.
Heaven says, your eyes are acting right. My ears are able to hear correctly. Heaven says, your heart is beating correctly. My kidneys are working correctly. Heaven says, your kidneys are working correctly. Whatever you lose on this earth, God said, it shall be
released.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
On earth shall be loose in heaven. I got a bunch of things all loose that y'all have to go find. But oh my God, not fine, because the Holy Ghost is on the line here. And he's on the line purposefully to bless you. Oh, I said it. He's on the line purposely to bless you.
I receive it.
He's on the line purposely.
I receive it. Thank you.
Y'all have a choice. Y'all can loosen too after me, but I'm going to loosen on myself. David encouraged himself. I'm loosening this in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Lord, in Matthew 16 and 19. And whatsoever you loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven. I'm loosing these things. In the name of Jesus, I loose healing body. In the name of Jesus, I loose that I am well and not sick. Y'all can wait if you want to. I got to go on. I loose peace in my home. In the name of Jesus, I lose joy in my soul. In the name of Jesus, I lose that the blessings of the Lord make it me rich. In the name of Jesus,
I lose more faith
rising up in me, more faith rising up in me. In the name of Jesus, I lose the power of God upon me. In the name of Jesus,
I lose that
there is an army rising up to fight for me. There is an army to rise up to fight
for me.
In the name of Jesus, I lose faith all over me and my family. I can't wait on y'all. I got to go here. In the name of Jesus, I lose greatness in my family. And in me, in the name of Jesus, I lose. There is more anointing in my life and over my life.
In
the
name
of Jesus, I lose the protection of the angels of God all around me and over me and my family.
In the name of Jesus,
I lose that my mind is set free from Satan's shackles. In the name of Jesus, you all want your mind set free. In the name of Jesus, I loose the grip of every demon that is trying to hold me back.
or my family back. I loose it in the name of Jesus. You can't wait till I finish. You got to start in when I start. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
I loose the renewal of the Holy Ghost. I loose the renewal of the Holy Ghost inside of me. See, you got to come on in. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I loose a clean heart inside of me. I loose a clean heart inside of me. In the name of Jesus. I loose the right spirit within me. I loose the right spirit within me. You gotta come on. In the name of Jesus. I loose it. I will receive blessings and miracles. I will receive blessings and miracles. In the name of Jesus. I loose that my loved ones will be released from prison. In the name of Jesus. I loose that there is victory in my life and for my family. In the name of Jesus, I loose it. There's victory in my life and for my family. You just can't hesitate. Come on. Come on. Come on, y'all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I loose that I am more than. I loose that I am more than.
I am more than a conqueror.
In the name of Jesus. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I do that it's not over until God says it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. In the name of Jesus. I do that I will make it. I do that I will make it.
I will make it.
And in the name of Jesus,
name
I lose
Jesus.
That everything is going to be all right. Oh, my God. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right in the name of God.
My God. If you believe those things, why don't you just take it out? And by giving God, don't wait till the battle's over. If you believe those things that you lose, go ahead and praise Him right now with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I give you the adoration.
Thank you for all things you're doing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, like you told us, God. And we believe in all these things. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and praise Him. Go ahead and thank Him. Go ahead and give Him glory. Because if you're in the room, miracles will happen. He's in the room right now. And miracles are happening right now. Don't miss your miracle. Get in glory. Get in praise right in the room. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out. Thank you, Lord, for making me a way out of no way. Thank you, God, for healing my body. Thank you, God, for letting me go up, up, up. Thank you, God, for letting me see the head and not the tail. Thank you, God, for opening doors for me. Thank you, God, for seeing me through the storms. Thank you, God, for blessing my family. Thank you, God, for fixing things that were broke. Thank you, God, for restoring the things that the enemy stole. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you adoration. And thank you, 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 God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I knew that. I will make it. I will make it. I lose it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Heaven said you will make it. Lord of praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You will make it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I lose it. Everything is going to be all right. You ought to lose it on yourself. And heaven said everything is going to be all right. Everything you need on earth is loose in heaven. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, I loose that every situation that the enemy brought. I'm coming out with my hands up. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Coming out with my hands up. Thank you, thank you.
Amen. Are y'all getting this? Everything you need to know shall be loosed in heaven. How you lose things? You speak it out.
Thank you.
The devil has been trying to speak in your mind. Notice what he tries to do. He's speaking it in your mind. You will not go make it. You'll never be nothing. All those things. You learn the word just as much as we know the word. You got to turn around and speak it out of your mouth. You are lying, devil. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things from Christ. I will make it. It's not over till God says it's over. I am the best of God. I am the head and not the tail. I do see things over my life. Thank you, Jesus. I will make it. I am successful. I will prosper. God is blessing my home. God is blessing my family. I will have a new car in the name of Jesus. I will have a home that God wants me to have in the name of Jesus. I will have a new car over myself in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
You need to learn how to really open your mouth and give him praise.
I'm tired of the enemy trying to bind you.
You got to open your mouth and speak it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. I do have the victory.
I do have the victory.
In the name of Jesus. Somebody bless you. And they're going to see it happening. And when you get blessed, somebody's going to wonder, what happened? Why are they so blessed? You took it. You caught it. You loosed it on yourself. And you bound the devil. Yeah. And now they'll be wondering why you so blessed. Because they thought the anointing of God on the man of God. And they didn't want to catch it. But I tell you, God's going to do it because he's got to honor his word. I think he's got to honor his word. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, regardless of anybody, God got to honor his word. God is taking me to new places. God got to honor his word. God is taking me to realms, to new realms. He's taking me to new dimensions. He's taking me to new depths, and he's taking me to new heights, and he's taking me up higher, higher. I will go up. I'm losing that. See, whatever you try to say, God's got to honor his word. There's no meaning that you watch the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for your greatness, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for your goodness,
Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You are a good God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for your goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you for life.
To
fight the enemy. God gave you tools, two entities to fight the enemy. That's what I'm discussing here. There are more than two, but I'm taking those two. Whatever you bind, that very bind, whatever you command to loose, whatever you command to let you go, whatever you bind and keep it from going any further, I'm binding that thing, and I'm casting it out in the name of Jesus. And then whatever I loose, whatever I command on this earth to go forth, to loose, in the name of Jesus, it must go forth. Amen. I loose prosperity on y'all. Watch and see. God's going to prove himself.
It cannot be a lie.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Father. Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited tonight. I was sitting here and I was working on the Ambassador Elect and Ambassador Books handbook tonight. Last night the Lord said, just like you've written. Well, let me tell you this first. But while I was working on this handbook, the Lord, when he was dealing with me on whatever I bind on this earth, the Lord began to speak to me. And I got at my computer and began to write. Before I knew it, I had written 100 things. Are y'all hearing me? I had written 100 things. 100 things that each of us should bind on this earth. I said 100. Just coming off the top. 100 things that everybody ought to bind on earth. Let me just tell you some of them. I bind all frustrations from my mind and heart. That's just one. I bind all rejections that are not sent by God. I bind all jealousy toward the leaders. I bind all lies told against me and my family. I bind all lies told against the leaders. I bind all lukewarm relationships to God in our church. See, if you're lukewarm, he said, I'm going to spew you out. I bind any victory over you or your family sent by the enemy. Oh, my God. That's just a few of them. I got about 150. Let me move around on here. I bind varicose veins. I bind swollen gland problems. I bind pains in those knees, in those hips and in that back. I bind painful catches in your hips. I bind those painful that pain all in your shoulder. I bind pain all in your lungs. I bind asthma. I'm just going on. It's 100 of these. In the name of Jesus, I bind gout in your joints. I'm just moving around. In the name of Jesus, I bind sickle cell. And then it goes up here. In the name of Jesus, I bind any cataracts over your eyes. In the name of Jesus, I bind any earring in your ears. Let me tell you, if you've got a problem in your body and you obey the word and keep on pronouncing the word over your body, what do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? Think about that. What do you think's going to happen? Yeah. Here's some other. In the name of Jesus, I bind rebellious spirits. In the name of Jesus, I bind high-strung spirits.
In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness. All of y'all need to bind. All these things, everybody. In the name of Jesus, I bind manipulating spirits. Manipulating spirits. In the name of Jesus, I bind spirits that won't listen. In the name of Jesus, I bind jealousy. In the name of Jesus, I'm just moving around. I bind confusion. In the name of Jesus, I bind police trouble. Go somewhere else, devil. In the name of Jesus, I bind police trouble in your home. In the name of Jesus, I bind thieves trying to attack you or your home. Go somewhere else. In the name of Jesus. See, there's 100 of them. And then, I'm not finished here. Then after I got through binding and all these things, 100 of them that the Lord gave me, then he said, I want you to start putting down, or he impressed on my heart, to put down the loose things that we all want to loose. And when I got through and looked at the list, I had 150 looses. I said, 150 looses. I just want to give you a few of them. In the name of Jesus, I loose that battle, I loose that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Somebody ought to loose that. I loose the battle ain't mine, it's the Lord's. And then I said, in the name of Jesus, I loose that God is taking me to new heights. You ought to loose that. God's going to take me to new heights. In the name of Jesus, I loose that I am an overcomer. In the name of Jesus, I loose that I am a winner. That's just a few of them. In the name of Jesus, I loose greatness in me and my family. In the name of Jesus, I loose that the blessings of the Lord make me rich. There's 150 of them in this handbook. And they are all, everybody should loose these things over your life. I'm trying to show you something here. Every day, let me ask you something. You read the text in Matthew 16:18-19, and God said, whatever you, call your name. What's your name? Whatever. Pauline, come on, call your name. Whatever. Bernard. Yeah, all of y'all, you ought to call your name. Whatever. Yeah, so y'all got to, come on, stop crawling. Stop crawling. Let's run a little bit here. Well, call your name. And whatever.
Whatever, Pauline.
Yeah, call your name. See, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And see, when you loose it, all these things you are loosing on yourself, guess what? Heaven is saying the same thing about you.
Okay.
Now, do you think that if you keep on loosening these things on you and your family, do you think by the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, and if you loose it all year, by the end of the year, you're going to be more blessed or less blessed? Which one y'all think is going to happen?
More.
Then the next question is, well, why don't you do it? Amen. God told me to, every day to try to get these folks loosed, amen, from these shackles that the enemy has brought. And loose things over your life. Whatever you speak over your life will be spoken up in heaven the same way. So, and then I'm going to tell you the last thing. After God had me to write down 100 binds and then 150 looses, then he said, if you write down 100 binds and 150 looses, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, why don't you get your pen and write things about me? And I got to writing things, and the Lord challenged me to do the same thing here. And I got about 100 and, well, I haven't gotten them all yet, but I'm up to about 100, a little bit over 100 things. Let me see if I can pull that up real quickly here for y'all. A little bit over 100 things that the Holy Ghost will do for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, over. I'm trying to put them up for y'all. Yeah. My God. I got to almost just shout up in here. Let me just give you a few of them that the Holy Ghost will do for you. He'll lighten your heavy load. He won't let any weapon formed against you prosper. And then he will condemn any tongue that rise or tries to rise up against you in judgment. Yeah. Here's another one. He'll turn things around. It goes on. He'll forget what you have done when others want to remember. See, Jesus forgets when others want to remember. Yeah.
just, and it goes on and on and on. Let me jump down here. He's the giver of miracles. Yeah. What he'll do for you. These are all what he'll do for me. He's the one who protects your child while he's at school, while your child is at school. He's the one who protects them. Uh-huh. Yeah. My God. There's so many of them. I'm just trying to tell you that it's coming. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All these things. Now, I want you to see something. Whenever God gives you things, I want to show you something. On this prayer line, on the blog line, many of y'all are hearing things you never heard in your life before. I don't know about you, but, you know, where I came up, and I never heard some of these things ever in my life before. I never heard any pastor who gave 100 binds. I never heard of no pastor ever giving 150 nooses in my church or around me or in the district or in the state or anywhere. I never heard of anybody talk about 150 things that the Holy Ghost will do for you. When you hear things that have never happened before, then you ought to give God praise. And don't try to downplay it like it ain't nothing. Don't let anybody downplay it. How old are you? 50 years old, 30 years old, 75, 80? And in 80 years, you ain't never heard these things before. Don't try to let the devil downplay it. Amen. Talk about the goodness of Jesus. You don't have to mention my name, but just talk about how God gave 150 things that he'll do to the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. That's something. Have you ever heard of anybody give you that? Have you ever heard of anybody give you 100 binds? Have you ever heard of anybody give you 150 looses in your whole life, in 80 years, in 70 years, in 40 years?
Yes,
don't let the enemy. See, the enemy will try to let you. The enemy will try to make you downplay it. That's the devil. God wouldn't do that. I can prove it to you. If God considered it a great thing, for a man named Jabez to simply pray a simple prayer and say, Lord, remember me. Simply prayed a simple prayer.
Yeah.
What was the big pardon? Yeah. Simply prayed a simple prayer and God put him in the Bible. Well, we read it now. Jabez's prayer. Yeah. And then if God, he just simple, prayed a simple prayer. Do you think that God, if he considered that great, do you think God would not want you to just grab this 100 binds, 100 looses when he said it, and 150 things about the Holy Ghost? Surely you can see that God is behind that and that you shouldn't let the devil bury it. Don't do it. Amen. God is with it. All right. Y'all understand what I'm saying tonight? God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful night, and we'll have these things for you. If the Lord says the same, no wonder my computer has been acting up. I need a new computer. Every time I try to save stuff, the devil don't want it to save. Every time I try to go straight to it, it takes me 20 and 30 minutes to try to get to it. The enemy's doing that, and I bind it in the name of Jesus. Can y'all take your hand right now, the spirit realm, and lay it on my computer, and let's bind it together.
Yes.
Come on, lay your hand on my computer in the spirit realm.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that's trying to block the things that God's given.
Yes.
Come on, y'all, come on. Come on, I'm telling you.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that's trying to block what God is trying to do. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that's trying to destroy this computer. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we loose blessings on this computer. Come on, in the name of Jesus, we loose blessings on this computer. In the name of Jesus, we loose the Holy Spirit in this computer. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It shall. Come on.
Yes,
computer's going to act right, or God's going to give us a new one. It's going to be done. The job's going to be done. In the name of Jesus. It's going to be done.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
God bless y'all. I feel the Holy Ghost in the room. And whenever Jesus is in the room, miracles happen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, thou art worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Sing hallelujah, thou art worthy to be praised. Sing hallelujah, thou art worthy to be praised. Yeah, he's worthy to be praised. We sing hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. God bless y'all. The Lord just gave me, I wrote that some time ago, but he just gave me that to you. He's worthy to be praised. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And Lord, bless these folks in the city. I receive it. Bless them in the field.
I receive it.
Bless their going out, Lord. I receive it. Bless their coming in. Bless their health and bless their strength.
I receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Cut the red tape and don't let the red tape hold it up.
Send it on
to these precious people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
You are dismissed.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. My God, I'm shouting about 100.
I love bubble shot, glory.
100
lives. Thank you, Lord.
And 150 nooses. 150 nooses.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you.
My God.
Yeah, glory. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Amen.
God bless
hallelujah.
You.
Woo,
and
thank
I 50 things about the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Glory.
Thank you.
I love abortion. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much.